Welcome to Journey to Alignment, the podcast, where you come to learn about the journey it takes to fully lean into your purpose. I'm your host, Sam Harper, and founder of Sharper Advising. Together, we will learn about the beaten path and the methods it takes to be a trailblazer. Everyone's journey is different, and I want you to know that you're right on time and everything is falling into place. Your path doesn't have to look the same as anyone else's. When I'm rising, so are you. Let's get into it. Welcome back to Journey to Alignment, the podcast. I'm your host, Sam, and we are here with Kelly, aka Kiki. Kiki. I don't think I can say your name without saying Drake.
I know.
Just appropriate. So Kiki, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I'm so happy to have you here. So all of you listeners, Kiki and I just met, I don't know, like 8 months ago?
Yeah.
This past year.
Yeah.
And I think our souls just recognized each other. And people think that we're sisters all of the time. I will see pictures of Kiki on Instagram and think it's me.
Mm-hmm. Like,
it's crazy. So Kiki is just such a bombshell. She's so brilliant. Her spirit matches her brains. Like she's the like full package, you guys. So she is here to share with us her journey, where she's at, and give us some insight. So Kiki, I want you to tell us a little bit about who you are so that I don't butcher it. I feel like you are in like a particular moment in your journey, so I don't want to get it wrong. So tell us about who you are.
Oh, what a question. Like, I feel I always get like, you know, like when I think about who am I, it's like, oh gosh, who am I? Right. And I always, you know, I want to lead with my job because, I mean, that's what our society tells us, you know, that we are. So I'm Kiki. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm a physician assistant. I've been in practice for 7 years. And I specialize in hormone work, and I have I'm trained in a very unique way, to address men and women's hormones, but I am in the middle of a big transition in my life. I recently moved to Arizona from Philadelphia, so that was a big change. And I am transitioning what I am doing for work and, you know, with my whole life. So I am in an Ayurvedic health counseling program. So I'm starting to do a lot more work with approaching women's health and women's hormones from a more natural way rather than using like Western medicine hormone medications. And I am really deep in the midst of a spiritual healing journey myself, which, you know, is a big reason why I am transitioning everything I'm doing with my practice.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Transitions all over the place.
Yes.
Moving from like one side of the country to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Transition there. What a journey in and of itself. Mm-hmm. And then changing the way that you practice and having a spiritual awakening.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the trifecta. Oh my gosh.
I'm an all or nothing kind of girl.
No kidding. I just got goosebumps. Ooh, this is going to be so good. So because of all of the transition that you're in, I'm tempted to ask like where your journey started.
Yeah.
But I think maybe where did all of the change start to initiate for this next season of your journey?
That's a great question. So it started at the height of quarantine. Philadelphia was completely locked down. I was literally like barely going to work. I was holed up in my, you know, South Philly row home with my roommates, and I was like, something's got to change. Like this, of course, these were very specific circumstances. However, I was really just reflecting on my life as a whole. And I was like, this can't be all there is. this can't be it. And I had always wanted to move. I had always wanted to move out west. And so I ended up talking to one of our best friends, Regina Lawrence, who is on the podcast before me. She was like, why don't you just move here? Like, it's a great stepping stone. You know, you don't have to be here forever. And I was like, okay. And then that just got my wheels turning about, you know, what's in alignment for me? What is in alignment with, you know, where I'm at in my life right now, with what my soul is looking for? Because I was just feeling so unfulfilled. And I have been on a physical healing journey as well for years, which we can get into that a little bit too. But what ended up helping me to reclaim my health and, you know, reconnect with my body is a more natural approach to all the different, you know, hormonal things and all kinds of things I had going on. And so as I have been learning more and more and more about my own body and what is helping me heal, I'm finding that the Western medicine approach is more and more out of alignment with my like core values at this point in my life. So I think I answered your question.
You did. So it really comes down to having this ping inside of you from your saying like, this needs to change.
Yes.
And so what was the first step that you took? Because I think that we get lost when we're in our, when we're in our journey and we have this, that core belief of like, this isn't where I want it to be, or this is not in alignment now with where I'm at or where I want to be. What is the first step? Because I think that a lot of us who are listening don't know where to start or what that very first step is. So when you were sitting in your house and you had that feeling come through, what was the very next thing that you did?
I love journaling. That's how I get like, there's so much that goes on in my brain. And a lot of times I literally can't even like separate one thought from the next. And so journaling, and I'm really into lists. I love writing things down. So that is how I really like organize my thoughts. And so I remember during quarantine, I mean, I went through multiple journals. I was journaling all the time because there was just so much going on in my brain. And I just asked myself, like, what does my soul want? What's in alignment with me right now? Like, who am I right now? You know? And I kind of had this like couple, it was actually a really beautiful moment in time for me because I had a few months where I actually just got to like sit with myself and get to know myself. And so much healing happened in that time, even though, you know, it was such a crazy situation, but I look back on it, you know, and I'm really, really grateful for that time with myself. But yeah, so I would say journaling is a big one. Meditating. I set the intention at the beginning of quarantine as well I wanted to strengthen my intuition and connect with my higher self. And because I had moments where, you know, I felt that my intuition was really strong and that I was able to do that, but it wasn't something that was coming through for me on a regular basis. And it wasn't like a muscle that I was really working out. So I set that intention, and I sat in meditation a lot too through quarantine, and ended up really, really connecting with, you know, myself, but also with my higher self. And between both of those things, I received so many messages and so many downloads and really got clear on like what I want, why I want it, and how I'm going to get to where I want to be.
Yeah, I love that. You know, before quarantine, like before the lockdown really happened, I remember going on my stories and saying like, I think this is going to be good for everybody. It'll give everybody a chance to slow down and prioritize, not knowing what was ahead of us.
Of course.
And it really did a number on a lot of people because there was no escaping yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That inner dialogue, you had to sit with yourself. And even in those really uncomfortable times and the scary parts where it requires a lot of healing. So kudos to you for like leaning in and setting an intention with that and like really, really diving into that.
Mm-hmm.
For those who are maybe new to spirituality or don't really know what intuition feels like, can you explain what it feels like that if it's your intuition and your inner guidance and your higher self mm-hmm. versus maybe your ego or like, yeah, I would say let's keep it with ego, like your ego.
Yeah.
How can you differentiate that so that listeners who are maybe on the journey themselves can help identify and feel that within themselves?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. So I would say, well, intuition feels like this, like full body knowing, like you said earlier, you got chills. Like I'll get chills that confirm things for me all the time, just like full body, or sometimes it's even like my right leg. And, you know, like, so that'll have something to do with like me being in my masculine, because like the right side of the body is masculine versus the left is feminine, you know, like things like that. So but figuring out the difference between intuition and ego is a really interesting thing to talk about, because I still struggle with that. And I find, so I'm in human design, I'm a projector. So I am supposed to like take days to like really think about a decision before I make it. And so I do find that like, I'm not sitting in meditation and like getting a download and being like, okay, I'm going to go do this. It's really something that I sit with for days before I'm figuring out, was that intuition or was it ego?
Okay. So it's more of an internal processing.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And so I get, you know, like we talk about downloads, like I'll get like ideas, messages, like the first thought that comes to mind after, you know, something happens. And it's taken me, you know, a good year of really intentionally like working on this. But in the beginning, it was like, well, aren't I just like talking to myself? Like, didn't I just like think that? And then like that happened. And now it's, I've worked that muscle so much that I know, I trust that that's, you know, that's a message from my higher self or my angels or my guides. So I think it's just, it's a matter of like practicing. And like, I keep saying, working that muscle. You really have to like intentionally work on it to strengthen it. And then as you get these downloads and, you know, your intuition strengthens, you'll learn the difference between your ego and your intuition.
Yeah. And that too, like you have to not only just practice and like strengthen that intuitive muscle,
mm-hmm.
say, but also have the courage to take action on it, because sometimes intuition gives us messages that are really fucking scary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that one. That, and you know when those are thoughts aren't you,
because
really, really scary. And that helps you, like you just have to lean in with courage and faith that you
exactly.
are.
Absolutely.
With that, like have there been, of course there have been, give me an example on your journey. Maybe you've taken a sidestep that didn't feel like it was on your path and maybe was like a complete tangent to what you felt like you were here to do, but really was an important part of your journey.
So the first thing that comes to mind is I was married, and that is actually what started my entire healing journey. However, after we separated, I felt like the biggest failure in the world. And, you know, I was beside myself and I was processing and I was trying to figure out, like, did I do the right thing? Like, did I do everything I could have, you know, like what is going on? And, I just remember thinking like, what a waste of time. Like, I was with my ex for like 6 years in total. And I just kept beating myself up about like, what a waste of time. And now sitting here today and looking back on that time of my life, I could not be where I am today without that happening. And so that is what really started my spiritual journey. And it's been almost 3 years now that I've been on this journey. And I mean, I never would have, you know, gotten so deep into my healing and spiritual journey if it were not for such a, you know, traumatic event to happen in my life. So that it in the beginning, it really did feel like I was like off my path. And, you know, why did this happen? Why did I let it play out like this for this long? And now I'm like, well, that made me who I am today. So I'm so grateful for it.
Yeah. All the pieces are starting to fit together.
Yes.
Timing here, right? Like,
yes,
everything is about the right timing. And that's been true for me and my journey too, is that you're asking yourself, like, I wasted so much time. Why did I stay in this for as long as I did? Questioning, which is good. We want to question. That's part of the journey. It's part mm-hmm. of curiosity, and clarity is queen, you know, but asking and questioning, why did it take this long? Well, you know, because you're connected to source and your guides, of all of that had to wait for other pieces that were in line in a different arena for it to all match up and the dots to connect. And I just love hearing that, because I think for a lot of us, like, we expect things to be on a linear timeline mm-hmm. and it never works out that way. And just having faith and looking back and seeing that there was blessings in that, even though it was really messy and not how you thought it was going to look, but really that is what is transforming you. And had that not happened, I don't know if your journey would look the same. So amazing. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing that, such intimate part of your journey. And I know that you're not alone. That's part of my story too. So mm-hmm. I can relate to that, sister right here.
Of course.
I know, right? For those of you listening, might be curious on what's coming next for Kiki. And so mm-hmm. I know that there's a lot of things in the works for you right now. What is the next part of your journey? And what are the methods that you are using to be in alignment?
I'm going to start with the second question first. So what I'm doing to stay in alignment, I've really, really, really been working on this, because I am not someone who, I mean, I'm sure alignment doesn't come easy for anybody, but I feel like I am someone who can fly off the rails like very fast. And it's like, we go from 0 to 100 real quick. Like it's a whole situation. So I have to be so intentional about making sure I call it coming back to myself. Yeah. Like I have a hard time and have had a hard time with this my entire life, being and staying grounded. And so I have a lot of practices that if I'm not doing them every day, I'm floating out of my body and in another world for, you know, most of my day. Wow. So I journal a lot, meditate. I have been going for like grounding walks lately, which have been really helpful. I take my dog with me. Like I make sure I'm walking like barefoot in the grass. I sit in the grass for a little bit and just really like connect with, you know, the earth and nature. And that has really, really been helping me. And then I also, just in the past couple of weeks, have really started like prioritizing the things that I do in my day that make me feel really fulfilled. And like, I'm putting a little bit of work in each day to progress me forward. Because when I'm not doing that, I feel so stagnant. And I'm I'm very classically like in my masculine, like I'm a PA, you know, I see a lot of patients virtually on a daily basis. So, you know, I'm in my masculine all the time, and I don't feel fulfilled when I'm filling my days with, like, you know, to-do list action item after to-do list action item. And like, I just sometimes need to like time block into my schedule, you know, time to create, whether it's like an Instagram post or a blog post or like an email to my email list, or, you know, just something to kind of push me a little bit more into my feminine, just to have like the duality in my day to make me, to help me to feel in alignment.
Yeah. I just want to pause here for just a second. I want to really highlight that for our listeners, is that you have to be strategic in the polarities.
Yes.
Letting it fly by the seat of your pants sometimes, because for you, if you don't strategize that, you're going to be more in your masculine, and mm-hmm. effort and strategy and planning mm-hmm. to then be in your feminine and allow that creativity to flow.
Mm-hmm.
That's where some of us misstep, is that we don't plan. We just kind of go about,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're in the matrix, or like we're just going about our routine. I always say like pattern changes, like break the pattern, rearrange it, like do things a little bit differently so that you can get out of the routines, mm-hmm. so that you're not stuck in what you gravitate towards, because but humans, and we like routine. And so automatically go into things that we're used to. So I love that idea of being strategic about switching over into the feminine or masculine, whichever one you are in most of the time. So
right.
It's a good strategy. I love that.
So yeah. And then you asked me what's next. Isn't that the $1 million question?
All of us. I don't know.
We're figuring that out, but so I am really just working on transitioning what I have been doing with, helping women with their hormones. And I am really focusing on launching, I'm actually going to be starting to create a group coaching course, to focus on women's hormones and approaching it in a more not only natural way, but also like a spiritual way. I was recently trained to do Reiki energy healing, and so I really want to incorporate that in with, you know, what I'm doing with Ayurveda. I teach on a lot of the medical mediums principles to help address like a lot of chronic viral infections that we have going on in our bodies that can lead to hormone issues. So I'm really like kind of taking, you know, my training from a little bit of my training from all these different places, and I'm going to create a course, everything I've learned. So I'm really excited about that.
I love that. So many people need that. You're going to transform so many lives because of this. The holistic approach, and this like eclectic mm-hmm. gathering of all of your different knowledge and what works and what doesn't work. This is like the furthest end of the spectrum away from cookie cutter that mm-hmm. is so necessary now, like individualized treatment and the approach to it all being connected. It has mm-hmm. been missing in the system for so long. So I can't wait to see that blossom and that come out. I'm really excited for that. Yeah. And you know, we all need it. We all need to understand our bodies, how it works energetically, hormonally.
Mm-hmm.
Like when things are off, they're off everywhere.
So exactly.
Not just one thing. It is literally the whole system. So I'm so pumped to see what is next for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So share with us if you had any words of wisdom about the journey. Maybe somebody who's just starting off on their journey and they're like, oh my God, what is going on? Yeah. I'm in the wilderness alone, or I don't know what my next step is. Like, I don't even have a flashlight. Give us some words of wisdom for the journey.
I'm like tearing up right now. Just imagining like where I was 3 years ago and like how I felt just starting out on my journey. And oh my God, I felt so alone and so overwhelmed. And my advice would be to take it one day at a time, because I think it's so easy to get in your head about where you're going and what's next and, you know, worrying about the future and like, how am I ever going to get myself out of this dark place, or how am I ever going to feel better? And if you just focus on staying present, staying in your body, you know, really being intentional about what you are doing with the here and now, everything is going to fall into place. It always does.
Yep.
I never would have guessed in a million years that I would be sitting here in Arizona on a podcast with my one of my best friends who looks just like me. Like, you know,
the mystery of the journey is,
yes,
cool. I think we all kind of skip ahead and we're trying to like figure out the right answers and the solutions, and really the beauty is in the mystery. And I love what you said, taking it one day at a time, like being as present as possible, not only in the process but like in your body. Be present. Your body has so many answers for us that guide us so beautifully. So Kiki, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. You are such a delight to be around. I freaking love you so much. And I can't wait to see what this next season of the journey has in store for you. I know it's going to be amazing because you are a crazy manifester too. So whatever you decide you want is going to happen. So
amen. Call it in.
More, please. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. More, please.
Yes.
So you guys, tell us where we can find you.
Oh yeah. So my Instagram handle is Kiki Scheiple, KikiSHiple. And my website is kellyscheiple.com.
Yes. And you have a Facebook group. Is that right?
I do. I have a Facebook group called A Crash Course in Hormones. I'm trying to go live in there at least once a month. And I'm doing like live Q&As, so you can, you know, log on and ask me whatever you want.
Awesome. That is gold. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for listening. Until next time, I rise, you rise. Thank you for listening to this episode of Journey to Alignment. Don't forget to share your favorite takeaways on Instagram and leave a 5-star review. Until next time, friends, I rise, you rise.